Today we are going to discuss about formatting worksheet. By learning that formatting, we will be able to change the font size, we'll be able to change the font color, and we will be able to apply the borders and backgrounds of the cell. You know, we can change the format of the cell. This formatting helps to make our work more presentable. It also helps the viewer or reader to understand the worksheet more easily with respect to its purpose. There are three places in Excel we can use the formatting tools. We can use the Home tab, and we can also use the menu toolbar that appears when we right-click the range or a cell. And we can click on the Format Cells dialog box. If you select the Home tab, it provides a quick access to the most commonly used options with respect to the formatting requirement. We can select a cell or a range and then use the tool as per the needs, like font, alignment, or number group. To understand this in a better way, we can use these tools and we can, we'll be able to see the tooltip. If you click on this any of the tab, then you will be able to see the tooltip. That tooltip will help you to understand what was the purpose of the particular icon, what was the particular purpose of that set of icons which have been aligned in the group. If you click the font group, you will be able to change the size. You will be able to increase the font size, or you will be able to decrease the font size, and you can make your content in bold, italic, and underline. We can apply the borders. We can fill the colors. We can highlight the colors with the text. We can change the background of the color text. We can write it in different colors. And that is the alignment group. By using this, you will be able to align your content in the left or right or justify font. So this way we can fix our content in different places. By default, the text will be displayed in the left align. The numbers will be aligned in the right side. As we know, the cell is an intersection of the row and column. Once we have entered any information, whether it is any text or any numbers, by default, the alignment will change. We can enter the date also. We can enter the time also in the cell. If you use the formatting cells dialog box, first for using the format cells dialog box, we have to press the combination of the control key plus one key. That is, the control key you have to press, and you have to hold down the control key, then you have to press the numeric key one, number one. Then that format dialog box will be appear. So using the format dialog box, we can do the same task. Like, we can change the formatting of the numbers. We can change the formatting of the date. We can change the formatting of the text. If you are entering any, currency details, suppose I am entering the rupee details, so I want it in the currency, has to be displayed in with a symbol, rupee symbol. If I am entering the amount in the dollar, then I want to display the dollar in front of the amount. So I can get this currency format by using the format. If you click on the number format, I will be able to see the different types of styles. If there is a currency style, then I have to choose a particular currency style. And if I want to apply the dollar, then I have to choose the dollar symbol. And if I'm entering any decimal values, suppose I'm entering in the average, I find out some of the average of the students, so it, that average has to be displayed with two decimal points, like 70.12. So by default, only two decimal places has to be displayed, then I can fix that decimal value. The decimal values, how many decimal places I have to display, so that also I can choose by choosing the number. The format cells dialog box will be having six tabs. One is number, the second is alignment, the third is font, the fourth is border, then fifth is fill, then sixth is protection. The number tab will give you the list of options like number, currency, accounting, date, time, percentage, fraction, scientific, text, special, and custom. The data type that can be selected from the options in this tab are the currency, date, date and time, so whatever we have discussed till now. So we can select the range of the cells, which we would like to format, and we can click on one of the category. It may be the number, currency, or it may be the date and time, or it may be the percentage. So you can choose any type of the format which you want to apply. If you want to select the general, then you can choose the general options. Then we can choose the particular text or number. The alignment tab, these options allow you to change the position and alignment of the data within the cell. The format cells dialog box, it offers you more options than the alignment buttons on the formatting toolbar. So we can change the orientation of the text as well. Use the font tab. All of the font attributes are displayed in this tab, including the font face, size, style, and effects. We can use the formatting toolbar and we can apply bold, italic, or underline options of our cell entry. For even doing the more formatting options, we can use the formatting dialog box. We can apply borders also. We can use the formatting toolbar for adding borders, cell shading, and font color. These buttons are actually a pair of palettes. So when we click on the picture portion of the button, the format of the picture displayed will be applied to the contents of the cell which we have selected on the worksheet. We can change the picture displayed on the button by clicking on the button's small drop-down arrow to access the palette of samples from which we choose. As we discussed earlier, we can enter the date and we can enter the time. If we enter the date, like I am entering the date as 1st December 2020. So if I enter this in information on my worksheet, Excel will automatically recognize the text as a date and change the format to 01, then hyphen, then December DEC, then hyphen 20. To change the date format, since the year has been displayed only with the last 2 digits, I want to display the whole the 4 digits of that particular year. So what I have to do, I have to change the format of the date. To change the date format, we have to select the number tab from the format settings dialog box. And we have to choose date from the category box and then choose the format for the date from the type box. If the field is a time, then we have to select the time from the category box and we have to choose the the particular way of displaying the time. Since we want our date has to be displayed with 4 numbers like 2020, I will choose the format accordingly. I can change the way of displaying my date. Instead of first displaying the day, I want to display the number. I can choose that particular style and I can apply. Instead of displaying only 3 digits as my month name, I want to display as the whole alphabet, like December, the whole words has to be displayed. That also I can do. Instead of that December, I want to display only 12. And that's the, like, also I can choose. So this depends upon our style, depends upon our need. We have to choose a particular style or particular type of the date. Once we are choosing the style of the date, then we can click on the OK. So the cell where we have entered the date, that will be automatically changed. So the style will be applied. So if you have the whole column is having the date information, we can just apply the same thing. So first, we have to select the column. Then we have to choose the formatting cells dialog box. Then from there, we have to choose the number tab. From the number tab, we have to choose the date. Then from the date, we have to choose the particular type. Once we have selected the type, the format will be changed accordingly. If you want to format the columns or rows, sometimes the contents of the columns do not fit in their space. So to adjust them within the width of the column, we can use auto-fit feature. As we can observe in the, if you see the material, if we have entered the information like a student's name, subject marks and all, if you in the figure 7.7, if you are applying the material, the page number 148, figure 7.7, you can see here that information has been entered, but the chemistry marks has been entered, but the name of the field, that is chemistry, which is not getting displayed fully. To make the column on auto fit to the particular place, what we have to do, we have to double click on the particular column. You can click on the column header or row or header or any other cell in the column to change its width, then we can click on the Home tab and we can select the format cell group. And from there, we can change the width, out of width. You can click on the out of width column width. So using that way also we can change. Otherwise, if you are working on the spreadsheet, what you can do, you can just go to the column name. Suppose I'm working on the C column, then you can just go to the C column. Then on the right border, you can just keep the cursor. The cursor of that, when you move your mouse, the cursor will get changed to a particular arrow. Just click, double click on that particular place. Once you double click on that particular margin, your row or the column will be automatically fitted to that particular content. So you will be able to see the full heading of the column. Similarly, we can apply the auto fit to our row also. You can click on the row header, then we can click on the Home tab, then we can select the format from the cells group on the ribbon, then we can click on the auto fit row height. And immediately the row, whatever the row which you have selected, but the row will be automatically fitted. So another way of automatically adjusting the columns and rows is the way of best fit. So we can place our pointer that we have discussed earlier. We can place our pointer on or near the right edge of the column header of the column you wish to adjust. Then the pointer, the mouse pointer will get changed, and that will be changed to a double headed arrow. So if you just double click that particular place, then if you double click your pointer and the column to the left of it, automatically will adjust to fit the data entries within it. So we can also select some of the rows as hiding or unhiding. We can hide the selected columns or rows though the data is still there. So this hiding is totally different from deleting the rows or columns. When I hide some of the data, it means that in future, if I want some the data back, I can get it. While viewing that columns will be or rows will be hidden, I will not be able to see. But in future, if I want those columns, I can select those rows or columns and I can make them unhide. For selecting, for making the column or row as hidden, so what we have to do, we have to select the column we want to hide by clicking on the column header. Suppose it is column C, then we can just select the column C. Then we can right click the column and choose the option hide. If you click the hide option, then automatically the column will be hidden. To unhide the column, what we have to do, we have to select the visible range of columns that includes the hidden columns. Then we have to right click on the selected columns and choose the option unhide. So now the columns will be visible. In the same way, we can do the steps for hiding the rows or unhiding the rows. Next, we will be discussing about formatting the worksheet using cell styles and applying the style. Excel provides the cell styles to quickly format a cell by choosing from predefined styles. Cells help you to give a professional look to a worksheet. In Excel, all the styles are cell styles. However, a defined style can be applied to an entire worksheet. Cell styles can include any of the formatting that can be applied to a cell using the options which are available. We can also define our own cell style. So for selecting the cell, first what we have to do, we have to just select some of the cells and we can apply the particular style. First select the style, then choose the Home tab. From the styles group, we can click on the cell style. Then we can choose the heading one or heading other styles which we want. We can just for the trial we can choose heading one, and we'll be able to see the effect of that. So immediately the style will be applied to the particular data. Suppose I have applied some of the style, I want to delete the style. What we have to do, I have to right click on the style and choose the option delete. We can observe that the bad cell or bad format which we have chosen, that will be deleted, and the data will be it will be in the original form. So while doing the formatting, sometimes it used to happen that we may want to apply the same formatting to some other data. I have applied some coloring, I have highlighted some of the text, I have applied some of the styles to some of the rows and columns. the same formatting, if I want to do it for some other rows or columns, what I have to do, I have to select the particular style. Then I have to choose the option Format Painter. In the Home tab, if you just click on Home tab, you will be able to see the Format Painter icon on your left side. So that symbol of a Format Painter, it looks like a paintbrush. That symbol you have to choose. Once you have chosen this Format Painter, the styles which you have given to the particular place, that will be copied. So wherever you want to apply the same style, you have to just move to the particular rows or columns. Then you have to just drag the painter. So the Format Painter will be there on as your pointer. You have to just select the cells where you have to apply. So if you just apply that, if you just select those cells, the formatting will be applied to the new cells which you have selected. So this is a handy feature on the standard toolbar for formatting the text is the Format Painter. If you have already formatted a cell or a range of cells with a certain font, style, date format, number format, border, and other formatting options, and you want to just format another cell or group of cells in the same way, you have to just place the cursor within the cell containing the formatting you want to copy. Then you have to click the Format Painter button in this clipboard group of the Home tab. So once you click that Format Painter, your pointer symbol will become a paintbrush instead of the normal arrow. So now you have to highlight the cells you want to apply the same formatting. So the formatting will change accordingly. To copy the formatting to many groups of cells, we have to just double click the Format Painter button. And the Format Painter remains active until we press the Escape key to turn it off. So once you have applied to the same cell to other particular group of cells, then you have to press Escape button. Learners, till now we were discussing about what is formatting documents. In the formatting documents, we discussed about how to format the text, how to format the styles, how we can apply the formatting to the number tab, date, and currency. And we also discussed about how to apply the style to the content. In the end, we discussed about what is Format Painter, how we can apply the Format Painter. Now we will be discussing about how to do the auto formatting. Excel's auto format feature, it uses the table style, which are predefined collection of number formats, fonts, cell alignment, pattern, shading, column width, and row height to have a polished look of ranges of cells which we specify. We can use these styles as is or over the rule. Some of their characteristics are, we can highlight the cells that we can highlight and we can apply the style to that. So Excel has many preset table formatting options. To add these styles, we have to first highlight the cells that will be formatted. Then we have to select the Home tab. Then we have to choose Style Group. Then we have to choose the option Format as Table from the ribbon. So it will show many predefined table formats. So we can choose any one of the options which we want for the particular data. So we have to select any one of the formats. Here, once you have chosen the format, the style, the table will be looked in the style which you have chosen. If you want to create a new table cell, we can click on the new table cell icon, then we can define our own style. Earlier we discussed about how to hide or unhide the rows and columns. In the same way, we can hide or unhide the worksheet. Sometimes some of the worksheets which may not be needed for others, so you don't want to show it to the others. So what we can do, we can, instead of deleting the worksheet, instead of creating another worksheet and saving some of the information, we can simply hide the worksheet. For that, we have to just right click on the sheet tab which we want to hide. Then we have to choose the option Hide from the context menu. So if you choose Hide, then this worksheet will be hidden. To unhide the hidden sheet, you have to just right click on any one of the visible sheets. Then you have to choose Unhide. So if you just right click on the particular sheets, then it will be showing the unhide dialog box will appear, and it will show the particular worksheet number. Suppose I have hidden the sheet 1. it will be showing the option Anhydride Sheet 1. So this option will be shown. So if you click OK, then worksheet 1 will be and hidden. You will be able to see the sheet and its content. So this is about how to hide and unhide the worksheet. Now, sometime it used to happen that I'm working on some of the worksheet which I don't want to share it with any others. It may be the confidential worksheet. It may be having the data which is related to the examination. So what I can do that I can protect the worksheet. So if I protect the worksheet, it means I will not be giving the permission to others to edit or view a particular worksheet. So to protect the worksheet, there are a few steps which we have to follow. That is, we have to first click on the home tab, then we have to click on the format in the cells group. So if you click on the format option, then we have to choose the option like, if you click on the format cells group, in that there is the option for protecting the sheet. So we have to choose the product sheet from the drop-down menu. The product sheet dialog box will appear. Then it will be asking you the password for protecting the worksheet. So we have to enter the password to protect the worksheet. Then it will be asking re-enter the same password to confirm it. So we have to give the same password which we have given earlier. The same password you have to give, and we have to click the option OK. So once we have given the password and both the password like confirmation password and the password which we have set earlier, so both are same, then it will be accepting. So next time if you're if you want to do any change in the worksheet, it will be showing the option like the cell or the chart that we are trying to change is protected, and therefore it is a read only. So to modify the worksheet, it will be asking you the password. You have to give the same password which you have given for protecting. If the password is not matching, then your worksheet will not be be giving you any access for modifying it. You only you can read it. You will be able to see the content. You will not be able to do any modification. Suppose I want to unprotect the worksheet, means like I don't want to give any password. So what I have to do for that? I have already protected my worksheet. Now I want to unprotect it. So for that, we have to click on the home tab. Then we have to click format in cells group. Then we have to choose unprotect sheet option from the drop down. The unprotect sheet dialog box will appear. Here it will be asking the password for unprotect. So we have to give the password for unprotect. Then we have to give the password for confirming it. So password must be the same one which we have given for protecting the worksheet. Then we have to click OK. Once we have given the password, the worksheet will be unprotected. So now the worksheet will not ask you any other password for modifying it or for reading it. You can freely work on the particular worksheet. So this option like protecting the worksheet and protecting the worksheet will be useful when you are working on the confidential document or when you are working on some of the projects where the some of the important data you kept it in the worksheet. So you can protect your worksheet, you can save your content by giving a proper password to the document. So this option will be very useful when you are working on the some of the important worksheet. Learners, today we discussed about what is formatting, how we can do the auto format features, how we can do the formatting data, how we can use the format painter in our spreadsheet. We also discussed about how we can work on the, how we can protect the worksheet, how we can hide or unhide the worksheet. And also we discussed about how we can hide and unhide the rows and columns. So this session will help you to understand this option, but you have to do the practice. If you are having any spreadsheet software in your computer or in your laptop, you just open one of the version, then you can start it to enter some of the data and you try to apply different formatting to your content. So once you are applying some of the content, you will be able to see how it is working. Then writing the examination will be very easy because the steps you will remember. In exam, we will be asking the questions for writing the steps. So if you remember the steps, if you do some of the practice, you will keep on remembering the steps. So you will be able to score back. Thank you so much for listening.